Welcome to All Sides with Anna Staver. It's our fall membership drive. More on that in just a minute. The calendar says it's officially autumn, the season when leaves burst into flames of color, when temperatures usher in sweater weather, eventually, and when we crave hearty soups, stews, and casseroles. We're excited to have chef and cookbook author Cara Mangini back on the show this hour to walk us through her fall favorites, minus the meat. They're from her new cookbook, The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. If Cara's name sounds familiar, it's because she used to have a restaurant here in Columbus called The Little Eater. She also wrote an incredible 2016 cookbook, The Vegetable Butcher. Welcome back to All Sides, Cara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Midwest Living Magazine has called you the best friend eggplant and okra ever had, and probably another of other vegetables. What I love about your books is that you're really on a mission to take vegetables from a side dish to the main event and create recipes that constitute whole meals. I want to know, what was your motivation for that? Like, have you always been a big vegetable lover, or did that come later in life?
It happened gradually. As a child around 12, I stopped eating meat. And that just came out of, I noticed that the things that I loved on the plate happened to be vegetables. And then that grew into an understanding of sort of this connection between food and health and what I ate and how I felt. And that from there, I needed to learn really how to cook with vegetables so that I could have enough vegetables and a balance of vegetables to feel good and feel energized. And from there, I took my great love of food, really super delicious food, and that need to create nutritious, balanced food, and just turn that into a deep love of vegetables. And now there isn't a vegetable I don't love.
I have to say, I made your classic beet and bean burger recipe, and it's on page 87 of The Vegetable Eater, and it's delicious. I thought I had a good veggie burger recipe. This has supplanted my previous one. So it is skyrocketed to the top of the list. It had such great flavor and texture. And even my husband, he's like, I think the beets are in there because it gives it sort of a like medium rare look hamburger feel to it. But it's so good. Like, it is a whole meal. You put it on a brioche bun, you add other fixings, and it's like, it was great.
Oh, that makes me so happy to hear that. I think that it's important, you know, you can buy veggie burgers at the store, but there's nothing like a really delicious homemade veggie burger. And I think those are the kind, this recipe in particular, and there are two others that are really delicious in the book. These are the type of veggie burgers that I think will really help maybe the vegetable skeptics learn to really love vegetables. And, you know, it's by design that these recipes were made to be familiar sounding. You know, we all want to have that experience of a really delicious burger and everything that comes with that, all the fixings and maybe a pile of chips and fries. And, you know, I want people to experience vegetable-based food that still brings all of that excitement and flavor and that feeling of being really satisfied and the fun that comes with having a burger for dinner, you know, and the kind of celebrations that we have burgers at, whether it be a holiday meal in the summer or, you know, I love serving these burgers for an adult birthday party with, you know, a glass of wine or champagne. Vegetable-based food can be really fun and also really delicious. And I think that this recipe, all the burger recipes in the book are, you know, a sign of that and meant to be a dish that you can enjoy on a weeknight or really at any occasion.
Yeah. You know, when I eat a veggie burger, I always tell people, don't expect it to taste like a hamburger. It's got its own flavor profile. It's got its own textures. Appreciate it for what it is. And they can be incredible. If you're expecting it to taste like a hamburger, you're going to be disappointed. But it's, I don't think that's its purpose. I don't know where we conflated this idea that a veggie burger is just like a crappy version of a hamburger.
Absolutely. I love this point because that's really important to me. This is not a replacement. I think kind of the style of meal can be a replacement. You can still have that fun with a burger, a plant-based burger, that you do sort of the excitement at the table when you have burgers or at a backyard barbecue. But this is something else, and I think it stands on its own as something that is super delicious and really well balanced and really satisfying. And I think all the fixings are an important part of that too. You can pile on all your favorites, and there's also a recipe for a special sauce with the drive-through style mushroom lentil cheeseburgers on page 93. That's also, I think, a great recipe to have in your back pocket to smear all over any veggie burger, and it's really delicious.
Yeah, one of the neat things I will say is so I've never been a beet person. And I was like, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try this burger. And it's incredible. And then in your other cookbook, The Vegetable Butcher, you have this poached and smashed beet recipe. I think I'm a beet convert.
Oh, that makes
I
me
always thought I didn't
that.
like them, but you even have a sandwich that has beets and other vegetables in it too. I think it was at Little Eater. So I've been trying these different recipes, just giving it a whirl. And it turns out that I like beets when they're prepped in certain ways.
Yes, and I think you're not alone. I think there's a lot of people I find beets are one of those vegetables that there are a lot of haters, or there's a sort of a negative memory association with them, maybe from childhood, or people think they don't like beets, but I really think it's in the preparation. And there are so many different ways to prepare beets. And I think in this book, and certainly also in The Vegetable Butcher, you'll find one. If you're somebody out there that thinks you don't like beets, I think you're going to find not only one, I think you'll find a few recipes with beets that you really love. There's another one, there's so many, but there's smoky beet tacos also with the cilantro salsa and goat cheese that's really wonderful. And you roast the beets down. You can get so many different textures also with the beets if you cook them in different ways. And I think traditionally we're maybe used to cooking them in one way, or people are used to having canned beets. And I think it's all in the variety and how you approach them. And hopefully through this book and through all of my work, you'll find different ways to approach not only beets, but all different vegetables so that you and everyone at the table will love them.
Yeah, I always thought I didn't like cranberry sauce, and then we made it one year from fresh cranberries, and it turns out I just don't like canned cranberry sauce. So, getting away from the moving away from the canned beets, the traditional like pickled beets, and putting them in a burger was like it's also a nice because there's so many textures going on. It was like a nice opening. Like it was like dipping my toe into beet eating.
Love it. That makes me so happy.
I will say though, I will admit it, as we head into the fall season, I am not a pumpkin person. I don't know. There's something I call it like fibrous baby food texture, and I can't do pumpkin pie in particular, but you have some recipes. I don't know, for somebody who can't take the texture of it, how do we cook with it if we want to give it a whirl? I'm open to
Oh,
being
that's
wrong.
yeah, no, I think that, and it's so interesting, right? Because now's the season for pumpkin spice everything. We think everybody loves pumpkin, but I think you're right. And I think pumpkin pie in particular, there's a texture issue there that I think is a turnoff for many people. But there's so many different ways that you can use pumpkin. So, for example, something like canned pumpkin that you might use in pumpkin pie. You can make, there's a wonderful recipe in the book for pumpkin waffles, and you get all the wonderful sort of spices of fall. The house smells incredible. It makes a fall morning, but built into a texture that you're really familiar with and really love, like a waffle. There's also, you can use that in cookies, and then you're sort of using that texture, building a cookie with oats. There's a wonderful recipe in The Vegetable Butcher for a pumpkin oatmeal cookie. But then I think also it's about, or I'll say there's also in The Vegetable Eater, there's a wonderful recipe for cauliflower enchiladas with a pumpkin chipotle cream sauce. And that's another one also. It just feels like a wonderful creamy sauce, but you get this wonderful texture that comes from the pumpkin. And it's a certainly just delicious dish that serves as the main meal that I think anyone would love. And then you get into just roasted, trying other types of winter squashes like butternut squash, and then you can make stews and really use the actual texture, and that's how you cook the squash that I think really matters. It doesn't just have to be puree, I guess, is my point.
I want to say thank you to Benjamin Lewis in Columbus, and thank you to Saptarshi Mujadar in Columbus. You're listening to All Sides with Anna Staver on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866 866- 897-9678. For a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, we're going to send you Kara's newest book, The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. This is a beautiful, vibrant book with more than 100 recipes, 35 essential dishes, and 3 seasonal variations. These recipes put amazing vegetable-forward dishes into your home cooking rotation. They are simple, they're easy to follow, they're beautiful to look at. You can make a butternut and kale coconut curry stew, tomato, sweet corn, and zucchini pasta, and those pumpkin-spiced waffles that Kara was just talking about. You can also see some great images from the book on our Instagram right now, WOSU All Sides. These photographs are going to make you want this book. It's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You'll support public radio and get this amazing cookbook. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You might remember Kara Mangini from her previous cookbook, The Vegetable Butcher. Or you might remember her from her Columbus restaurant called Little Eater. Kara's a true vegetable lover, and this book is the perfect addition to your cookbook collection. It also has some great recipes from Little Eater, some of her signature dishes. So if you've been missing those, now is your chance to learn how to recreate them. You can give $10 a month at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I want you to remember that, we're listener-supported public radio, which means listeners just like you. Give to support the news and information you depend on. And if having local news on the radio is important to you, then you really should give now. You'll be supporting shows like All Sides and NPR shows like Morning Edition, Here and Now. You're supporting local journalism. The award-winning WOS News team covers Central Ohio for you. Support your future listening with a gift today. Give it WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. One of the things I really love about the book, Kara, is you talk about seasonality. And I think that's something with the rise of the modern grocery store that we've kind of lost sense of. You can get grapes in January. You can get oranges any time of the year. But they really do taste the best when you eat them in season.
Absolutely. I think that's part of the challenge, right? And turning everyone into vegetable eaters is just that feeling like they're not going to taste amazing, And when you enjoy vegetables at their peak, you are getting this incredible flavor. Not only are the textures right as they need to be, and they're filled with nutrients, but the flavor is at its peak and so delicious. So I think that's a big part of turning those vegetable skeptics into vegetable lovers is really eating with the seasons. I also think there's something to say about the anticipation that comes with the seasons and waiting for a vegetable and really enjoying it and celebrating it when that vegetable's moment comes and adjusting your cooking and to really fall in line with the rhythm of the seasons. Because then you can sort of really connect with nature. And I think there's something to be said for that and sort of supporting vegetable-based cooking for sure.
Yeah, we love growing tomatoes in our backyard every summer. And there is something about a sun-ripened tomato. You can just slice it. We put like garlic salt on top and you can just eat it that way.
That's it.
And it's like liquid sunshine. It tastes so incredible. And I always tell people, if you don't like tomatoes, you probably haven't had a good tomato.
Yeah, you haven't had a summer tomato, you know, especially those tomatoes in Ohio.
Yeah. You have a whole section on soups and chili and stews, and it's definitely getting to be that kind of season. And what I like about it is you have a charred zucchini soup, you have a sweet corn and tomato, butternut squash. I don't know how I feel about it. I'll probably give it a whirl just to see. But there's something so comforting about soup in the fall.
Yes, and soup can make a meal. You know, I think that's the point of this book is to see that you can turn vegetables into a complete meal. And every recipe in this book is designed to make a meal. And so the soups in this book are designed to be hearty and balanced and that you can really serve as a meal, maybe with a side salad, maybe with a little bread on the side. So yeah, there's so many, and this is the time for it. You know, there are pureed soups. There are heartier bean-based soups, and it's a wonderful way to take a vegetable and turn it into a meal. And I think we all can find comfort in a bowl of soup.
Yeah, there's something about tomato soup and grilled cheese on a rainy day for me. It's unbeatable.
Yes. And there are in the book, there are sort of grown-up grilled cheeses that you can layer in vegetables as well that you can pair with some of these soups in the
Oh.
book as well.
You also have a hearty ultimate black bean chili, and it's filling. Like I know sometimes people think, "Oh, I need like ground beef in there to be full." You really don't. You have a bowl or two of this, you're gonna be stuffed.
Absolutely. That chili, first of all, is one that we served at Little Eater, and we served it. It was one of the most popular dishes on the menu. We served it in summer and in winter, and we sold the same, whether it be the hottest day of the summer or the coldest day of the winter. And it's hearty and it's delicious and it's filling. And I think beans in particular are one of those vegetable ingredients that are just so important to have in everyone's diet, whether you eat some vegetables some of the time or you eat no vegetables and you're trying to eat more vegetables. Beans are a really great place to start. They're so health supportive in so many ways. And there's so many different ways to cook with them. Chili is a wonderful way, and I think a familiar dish for people. You know, we know what kind of sides and toppings to add. We can serve it with, you know, chips or rice. There's just a lot of different ways. There's a lot of variety and versatility in a chili, and I think everyone should have a really good chili dish in their back pocket. And to your point, it certainly doesn't need meat.
No. Yeah, I've gotten really into the trend on TikTok of the dense bean salads, and they're incredible. And I am so full that I don't even snack in the afternoon. I've been stunned at how full you can be from incorporating them into your meal. I want to say thank you to Marissa Gray in South Vienna. Cara Mangini is our guest this hour, and we're offering her beautiful, brightly colored cookbook as a thank you gift. It's an extension of the conversation we're having today. And if you enjoy listening to All Sides, because the show really covers everything from politics to vegetables, then it's a great time to become a member. For $10 a month as a sustainer, we're going to send you Kara's book, The Vegetable Eater. The subtitle is The New Playbook for Cooking Vegetarian. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The book includes some incredibly colorful photographs and step-by-step instructions on how to take veggies from the side dish to the main dish. And it's also just a beautiful cookbook to have in your kitchen on your shelf. Mine is up there. It's bright pink. You can quickly find it among your collection. You can see images from the cookbook on our Instagram right now, WOSU All Sides. The photos alone are going to make you want to buy it, but the book has so much extra information. It has these little notes along the side. It's almost like Kara's right there with you cooking and offering tips and tricks. It's got more than 100 recipes that are going to spotlight vegetables as a way to get them into your meal, not just as a side dish, but maybe as the centerpiece of your dish. It has a vegetable grain bowls, frittatas, variations for spring, summer, and fall. In the book, Kara says she wants to delight everyone at the table with vegetables, and I have two tiny humans at home, and they love her beet veggie burgers. They are kid-approved. In you can get this book for a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And if you listen to All Sides with Anna Staver, now is really the time to show your support. 89.7 NPR News is a part of your life. In recent months especially, you've relied on this news station for important information about our elections. We've been digging deep into redistricting with the last season of Untangled. Redistricting is back on the ballot. It's complicated. Both sides say they're trying to end gerrymandering, which is why we took time to explain it, to bring it for you in a way that was easy to understand. Because NPR News brings you news that you trust. Support the coverage you count on. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If $10 a month fits in your budget, you can pick up a great thank you gift, the Vegetable Eater Cookbook. From layered casseroles to savory pies, it's really got it all. Give $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Support public radio and get a gift in return. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Kara, let's talk a little bit about some of those pot pies, because it is also the season for the pot pie, such a comfort dish. You have a celery root and apple pot pie. I love apples, so I'm so interested in this. Can you walk us through this dish?
Yes, this is a very special one in a section of the book called The Comforting Dinner Pie. And I wanted to have a section where you can experience sort of these classic dinner pies made up of vegetables. And this one in particular is a combination of celery root and apple and sweet potato in a very classic bechamel, essentially. And then you place it in a skillet and then top it with a pastry dough. And I wanted to do this one. You can make them individually, certainly for a special occasion meal, but I love the idea that you can just make this in a skillet, top it with the pastry dough, and you have this incredibly flaky crust and then really creamy, delicious filling made up of really root vegetables and that, I think, secret ingredient, which is the apple that adds just a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's definitely on my to-do list. And we're coming into apple season pretty hard right now, so it's the perfect time to try out a apple recipe.
It is. And you know what? This one also, and any of the recipes in this section, I think also inspire a wonderful holiday meal and something that everyone at the table will love. You know, you don't have to make a vegetable-based dish just for the, you know, self-proclaimed vegetable eaters at the table. This one in particular, that pot pie, is one that I really think everyone at the table will truly love.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, when we're coming into the holiday season, to Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, these times where we gather around the table, you know, sometimes I feel like if you don't eat meat, you can be overlooked. They're like, oh, they're just going to have the side dishes. And so often, even at restaurants, you know, it's that bland, boiled side of mediocre vegetables. And I don't know, I feel like it's a little sad because I'm like, they can be so much more.
Absolutely. Often it is that dish that didn't have the thought that went into it, you know, and I think that and we know that vegetables are extremely delicious and can really serve as the star of the show. And there's so many recipes in this book that I think really prove that. And these dinner pies are certainly at the top of the list It does not have to be a side dish. And also, I think one of the points here for me in making this book and have a book made up of complete meals is that I think it can be sort of confusing for people. How do I make a dish, compose a plate made up of vegetables that isn't just a bunch of sides? And so every recipe here is designed to be a complete meal that you can make this recipe and serve it as dinner. And if we're going to eat more vegetables, again, no matter if you want to just eat more, a little more vegetables some of the time, I think we have to understand how to really turn these ingredients into a meal. And hopefully this book will help with that.
Yeah, you have cauliflower enchiladas with pumpkin cream sauce, butternut squash steak sandwiches. That is a funky one.
Yes, and that was a favorite, see a seasonal favorite at Little Eater, the restaurant in Columbus. And it is so delicious. And back to your point about pumpkin, it's the way that you cut the vegetables so often, all different vegetables, that creates the right texture, because texture can really be an issue, whether it's pumpkin or cauliflower. There's that memory association with the texture for people. So with this sandwich in particular, it's a thick cut of butternut squash roasted until it's sweet and delicious, and then layered with caramelized onions and kale dressed in a sherry vinaigrette and toasted walnuts. And then you can use either cream cheese or goat cheese on a ciabatta roll. It is outstanding. It's amazing. People would come just for that sandwich this time of year. And I highly, highly recommend that recipe.
I'm going to give it a whirl and I'll report back to all of you on what I think of it as somebody who doesn't like squash. I want to say,
Please.
yeah, for sure. I'll definitely let you know. I want to say thank you to Diana Sparks from Columbus. It is a great book. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. And this is All Sides with Anna Staver, a show built with you, our listeners, in mind. When we get together as a team, we ask, what are people talking about? What is on the minds of Central Ohioans? And then we develop shows that are relevant to you. This is a show that is truly local, and it's something you're only going to find on public radio. Support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Contribute $10 a month as a sustainer, and you're going to get The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. It includes recipes for soups, chilies, that great-sounding steak sandwich. There are even recipes for meatballs, all made from veggies, of course. You're going to be amazed at what vegetables can do. It's a great way to introduce more vegetables into your cooking. Get this wonderful book from Cara Mangini when you make a gift of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. All Sides is a show that digs deep into the issues impacting life in Central Ohio. From the affordable housing crisis to the latest legislation moving through the State House, we try to cover it all for you. But we're also a show that understands it's important to take a break from the news. We can't do all politics all time. We would probably go crazy. So it's nice to enjoy a palate cleanser. Shows like this one about vegetables and cooking and sharing good food. We know our listeners love a good cookbook. And if a show that truly covers all sides is important to you, then give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. 897-9678. And if Cara Mangini sounds familiar to you, it's because we've done shows with her previous cookbook, The Vegetable Butcher. Also excellent. 10 out of 10 recommend. You also might remember her from her Columbus restaurant called Little Eater. Cara's a true vegetable expert and a vegetable lover, and it really shines in this book. It's a great addition to your cookbook collection. It is gorgeous. The photography is incredible. You can find images of the book right now on our Instagram account, WOSU All Sides. I promise you, you're going to look at things like the beet Wellington and think, oh my goodness, I have got to try this. Don't miss your chance to support public radio and get a great cookbook as a thank you gift. Give $10 a month at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I have to say, as somebody, my husband makes beef Wellington like once a year around Christmas, and it's incredible. It's delicious. It's a very intense project. But I saw the beet Wellington and I was like, oh, we gotta try this out. It is such a funky twist on a traditional classic recipe.
It is so good. This recipe is a real winner and a dish like you might use or make a traditional Wellington that can really be the star of a holiday table. And, or, you know, for a dinner party with friends this fall or winter season. It is roasted beets roasted with rosemary, and then layered with caramelized onions and sauteed mushrooms and wrapped in a pastry crust. And it is a very special, very elegant dish. And actually, it isn't as complicated as the traditional. Yes, you have to work with the pastry dough, but making the beets and sauteing some onions and mushrooms really isn't complicated. And there's a step-by-step guide in the book to helping you make a delicious, delicious beet Wellington.
Yeah. You know, I was a vegetarian for about half my life. I'm no longer a vegetarian. That's a whole other conversation for another day. But I think food is an expression of love. And when people would take the time to have something like that, like a beet Wellington for me, rather than just relegating me to the random side dishes, it really makes somebody feel seen and appreciated and loved. So even if you're not, if you are a meat and potatoes kind of person, maybe you have a vegetarian in your life. If you surprise them at Christmas with something like a beet Wellington, it's going to be the best gift that they get, because it's such a, it's so incredibly thoughtful when you say, look, I made this incredible thing just for you.
You're so right. And I think also, you know, people often can, if you're not a vegetable eater, you don't identify that way. I think people sometimes come to this book thinking they're going to get it for that person they know in their life who's a vegetarian who really loves vegetables, but are finding that actually when you make that dish for that vegetarian in your life, that they really love and enjoy this dish too. And the recipes are really designed to welcome every eater at the table and really help you realize that we're all vegetable eaters. You know, we're just a delicious recipe away from really wanting to incorporate these ingredients more and more into your everyday cooking and eating. So yes, I think it's a great gift. You know, not only is the book a great gift, but cooking a vegetable-based meal for someone who is a vegetable lover is extremely thoughtful, especially around the holidays. And there's certainly many, many recipes that I think would really delight that vegetable lover in your life.
Yeah, even the most basic effort. When I first met my husband's parents, his mom had no idea how to cook for a vegetarian. She was very confused by this, but she went out and got Boca burgers, like the most basic of like, and she would just put one on my plate with like every meal. And eventually I'd be like, look, I don't need a Boca burger with every meal. That's not how this works. But it was that, like, I am trying, right? Like, she would make a separate pot thing of green beans that wasn't with like the beef broth. Like those types of little efforts, they go so far to make you feel welcome at the table. I will say we are now kind of part-time vegetarians. We do a couple of like meat-free meals every week, and they're great. They're filling. My kids love them. They're heart healthy. It's not that scary to just do a couple of days a week where you're just doing vegetables for dinner.
Absolutely. And you know, it's my hope in everything that I do, and certainly with this book, for people to feel like, you know, it doesn't matter really what you eat. We can all, I think, benefit from eating more vegetables. And so my goal is for you to feel like you find that one recipe, or at least starting with that one recipe that you really love, that you can start to incorporate into your repertoire and your everyday eating. And I think from there, you know, you can build. And this book is by design that it is organized by familiar sounding dishes, because I want people to feel like, okay, this is for me too. Like I can relate to a pizza. You know, I love a great pasta or a wonderful frittata. And really, when you pack it full of vegetables, it's just as delicious, if not more.
I want to say thank you to Stephanie Bellflower from Westerville. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. And this is All Sides with Anna Staver. Joining us this morning is Cara Mangini with our thank you gift, the book The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. Contribute $10 a month as a sustainer right now and get this great cookbook. Your $10 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account, charged to a credit card. Just go to WOSU.org or pick up your phone right now and call 866-897-9678. You're going to find more than 100 recipes, 35 essential dishes, 3 seasonal variations. There is even a helpful checklist in the back of the book that tells you which season is best for each dish. You're going to learn how to make things like cauliflower steaks, celery root cutlets, zucchini corn fritters. And it includes desserts too. There are pumpkin spice waffles, parsnip morning glory muffins. There's some amazing looking croissants. Don't wait for the hour to end. Give now and show your support while Kara is on the air with me. Give $10 a month and get this beautiful cookbook. It's $10 as a sustaining member. All you got to do, just pick up your phone, go to WOSU.org, or just call 866-897-9678. It's also a great holiday gift for anyone who loves a good cookbook. We all know someone who's got a stack of cookbooks in their kitchen. I promise you they don't have one like this. They don't have one that focuses on making vegetables the main dish. And perhaps you are that person, and that's why you're listening right now. Maybe you're learning some tips and tricks. Maybe you're getting inspired to try something funky like a kohlrabi, which is fun. And we should definitely talk about kohlrabi. It is an underutilized vegetable. Today, you have a wonderful opportunity to support 89.7 NPR News. From the news of the day to politics, gardening, cooking, All Sides really covers all topics for our listeners. If you love having a local talk show on the radio every day, then you got to support the show. Support everything that you hear on this station with a gift. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Lori Peacock in Canal Winchester and Kelly Messer in Columbus. You're going to love it. I definitely recommend the beet veggie burger and the black bean chili, both excellent for fall. And again, the book is The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. Don't miss your chance to get a copy and support public radio at the same time. It's a win-win. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, Kara, I think sometimes people are, I don't want to say intimidated by vegetables, but they've grown up just having that steamed side of like broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, and they just can't imagine what you can do with them. How do you, like, what advice or what recipe would be good for somebody who feels very overwhelmed by this idea?
Well, my hope is that the whole book is going to help people feel more comfortable and confident cooking with vegetables and to really experience the depth of flavor that vegetables can provide for us. I think that it is true that vegetables are intimidating. It's both, there's two parts, right? There's the, you know, I have these memory associations. I just don't think I'm going to like it, or maybe this food's going to leave me hungry. And then there's also something I think is really intimidating, which is just how do I handle them? You know, how do I pick up a knife and break it down? How do I cook them in a way that gets dinner on the table quickly? So it's a complicated thing. We didn't just grow up knowing how to cook with these ingredients in the way that I think a lot of cultures do, you know, people who can just, you know, pick up an eggplant and turn it into a meal. I don't think we have that sort of second nature feeling or approach to vegetables. So, you know, this book hopefully shares all my tips and tricks to help you feel more comfortable and confident working with them. In terms of the types of recipes, I think that, you know, there's so many places to start. I think the sheet pan meals are really good ones.
Very easy weeknight dinners.
Yeah, they're easy. It feels approachable. It feels like, okay, I can do this. And I really walk you through it. Fritters are a great one. They're fun to make and they come together quickly. The pastas are wonderful. And this isn't just, pasta and sauce. We can all do that. These are vegetable packed pastas. The stir fries are a wonderful place to start, or fried rice. These are dishes that come together really quickly. They're very satisfying and balanced. Everyone will love them. Usually, there's one or two vegetables, so it doesn't feel overwhelming in terms of prep. But I think there's really something out there for all of us, that we'll really enjoy.
And if you're feeling adventurous, there's also a mixed mushroom and kale lasagna on page 247. I am a mushroom convert. My husband actually converted me to trying mushrooms, but I love the idea of putting vegetables into our lasagnas because when you think of lasagna, sometimes you think of like it's just a lot of cheese and a lot of noodle.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought up the lasagna. So there's a whole chapter on lasagna. So there's three different ones. The mushroom and kale lasagna is not only delicious, but it's an excellent example of ways you can layer in vegetables. So, if you don't like mushrooms, now you can layer in it's something else. Zucchini would make an excellent addition. You can put peppers, you can put, thinly sliced broccoli or cauliflower. It's really endless what you can do. And the goal of the whole book, and certainly the lasagna is a really good example, is that you just learn the basics, the fundamentals of making a lasagna, and then you can swap out the vegetables based on what is seasonally available or based on what you have in the vegetable drawer, what's looking really delicious to you at that moment. And lasagna in particular, already there's noodles, already there might be some cheese or a sauce. And now you can layer in vegetables, or if it's the person, you can even hide some vegetables in there if that's the way you want to look at it. But there are three really delicious ones. And the classic one is wonderful. It's packed with spinach, just mixed right into the ricotta, which is one of the layers. And there's also a delicious butternut squash lasagna with Swiss chard. And all three of them, I have to tell you, make it to my holiday table. My family looks forward to these lasagnas all year round, and they are made for everyone at the table. That is our main at the holidays, and it's something we all get really excited about.
Yeah, that butternut squash one has fennel, rosemary, nutmeg. It's definitely a fall twist on a lasagna. They're also make ahead. They will keep for a couple days in the refrigerator before you bake them. And actually, lasagna, like a vegetable or a solid lasagna, is usually a great go-to gift for a brand new mom. If you're going to visit someone with a new baby, you bring this. They have a couple of days to cook it. They just put it in the oven. They get probably at least two meals out of it. It is such a wonderful, it is always my go-to for someone with a new baby.
Absolutely. It is the classic make ahead dish. And especially whether you're giving it as a gift or you're making it for a holiday, there's something that is so satisfying about making it ahead and knowing all you have to do when it's mealtime is put it in the oven or even make it before guests come and it's just sitting there. And for the host, that's incredible that you can actually spend time with the people at your event instead of being in the kitchen pulling something together last minute. All you need to do is take it out of the oven and put it on the table and serve it. And there's so much comfort in that for me as the cook and the person hosting. And I think you'll find that too. If you haven't yet made a lasagna, I think you'll be really happy with these ones.
I also don't want to forget about desserts. I mean, we're heading into the holiday season. You have an apple on almond croissant galette, which is like an almond croissant stuffed with apples that looks amazing. And it actually takes a mix, which I found really interesting. I never thought of that, to use both like Granny Smith on the tart side and like sweet ones like Fuji. Why the mix of different apple profiles?
Well, I think that you get just slightly different texture and I think more depth of flavor in that balance of apple flavors, right? And this, I'm so glad you mentioned this recipe because it not only did I spend a lot of time developing this recipe, but it is really extraordinary and special. And this flaky pastry crust that you make from scratch, but it is, I cannot tell you, it is so easy to make. Sometimes making your own pastry crust can feel a little overwhelming. I walk you through it and you will feel so proud of yourself for this crust and for this dessert if you make it, especially around the holidays. It feels like something you spent a lot of money for at a pastry shop. It is so delicious, this recipe.
And as somebody who's made traditional croissants, I can tell you that this dough looks a lot easier than the traditional croissant. But you are running out of time this to give this hour. We're really hoping to hear from 10 more people in the next 9 minutes. You're listening to All Sides with Anna Staver on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive, which means your support helps pay for the programs you listen to every day. Listener support makes All Sides possible. Everything that you hear on 89.7 NPR News is thanks to listener support. So if you've never given before, go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you give a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, that's like getting two coffees. You get the book, The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. And you're running out of time to give this hour. I want to say thank you to Sarah Flaherty in Dublin. We have 9 more to go. So make your gift right now while you're thinking about it and while Kara is on the air with us. Your gift will get you a thank you gift and you'll be supporting everything that you hear on this station. Your gift supports Morning Edition, local news from our WOSU newsroom. Your gift supports this show. So get this thank you gift for $10 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This book is full of irresistible vegetable forage recipes that you're going to love, from a spring vegetable orzo soup to the butternut squash steak sandwich, which I am going to try. I will report back on how it goes as a non-squash lover. There's even something called the once-a-week broccoli stir-fry. There are recipes for casseroles, lasagnas, savory pot pies. You're going to be surprised and impressed with how completely full you're going to be from these recipes. So don't miss your chance. Support public radio for $10 a month at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Thanks to Joanne Gaines in Westerville. 8 more gifts to go before the hour ends. And if you're already a sustaining member, thank you. Maybe you could consider increasing your support today by just a few dollars a month. That increase will support your listening in the months to come, especially as we head into this November election. And let's be honest, whatever happens after the November 5th election, consider increasing your membership or making just a small additional one-time gift to make this hour a success. Give it WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. I am a public radio nerd. I've been that way my whole life. And I just want to say thank you. It is such an honor to have this position. And it is such an honor to get to pitch for a program and a news station that I wholeheartedly believe in. So it's just $10 a month, 866-897-9678. You know, since we were children, I think we've all been told to eat our vegetables. Like that idea, like you're doing something you don't want to do because it's good for you. I think this book is such a testament to how to break that bias that we all grow up with.
Absolutely. I believe so strongly that vegetables are something we get to enjoy. You know, I'm all about celebrating what's on the plate, not what's not on the plate. And I think that vegetables are plenty. You know, vegetables are more than enough, and they are ingredients that deserve to be celebrated for what they are, and that is their flavors and textures and all the different colors and just sort of experiences that we can have with them. And it is my hope that this book will help you experience the full range of those flavors and what you can really do with them, so that you too, and you know, that your children are the children in your life are also growing up with that feeling of this is something I get to enjoy. This is something I look forward to. And, I think it's as just as important for the adults at the table to feel like this is crave-worthy food. This is food I can get excited about. And I believe that, food is just as much about pleasure as it is about supporting our health and giving us energy for our lives. And every recipe in this book is really designed to do that, to make you feel great and also to be extremely delicious.
I want to say thank you to Christina Cortez in Columbus and Ellen Bailey, also in Columbus. We just have six to go, and the hour is almost over. It's our fall membership drive here on 89.7 NPR News, and you are almost out of time to give this hour. So don't wait. Support public radio today. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. For a gift of $10 a month, we're going to send you Cara Mangini's brand new book, The Vegetable Eater, the new playbook for cooking vegetarian. It's a beautiful book with more than 100 recipes and seasonal variations. They're irresistible and they're vegetable forward. It's full of simple recipes, beautiful recipes. You can make potato and spring pea frittatas, mixed mushroom and kale lasagna. We've been talking about some of these incredible recipes this hour. It's a terrific book, and it's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. And you'll get to support public radio in the process. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Public radio is community radio. I live here in the community. We all do. We see you at our grocery stores, at our soccer games. And that's why N89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. Our All Sides team is amazing, and we work incredibly hard to bring you shows that capture the news, politics, and cultural interests of Central Ohio. It's a powerful service that helps you understand your community just a little bit better, with stories that impact your life, maybe inspire you, change the way that you think. But it's all powered by you, our listeners. So join with our radio station and your local talk show. Make your 89.7 NPR News donation now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And don't wait. There are just a few minutes left in this hour. The time to give is now. Like right now, pick up your phone. If you listen every day, then support the thing that you value. If you think public radio is essential, then please make a gift. If $10 a month fits in your budget, then you're going to get this great thank you gift, the Vegetable Eater. It's $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Give now at WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. Kara, I saved the most difficult question for last. Do you have a favorite recipe in this book?
Oh, that is so difficult. It's how could I ever choose? Oh my goodness. I couldn't choose. It's always what's, a recipe for that thing that's coming into season. So maybe I'll choose something that actually is always in season. And something my kids really love, and I think everyone will love, and that is the spaghetti and meatballs. It's the one that comes to mind. It's something really familiar that everyone I think can connect with and get excited about. And again, I can't pick a favorite, so I'll just say one that I think everyone will really love. It is a classic. I'm from a big Italian family. It's this kind of dish is very important to me, and I think this is one everyone should know and have in their back pocket.
And just remember, if you want to get Cara Mangini's amazing cookbook, The Vegetable Eater, give us a call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online, WOSU.org. Trust me, you're gonna love this book. It's awesome. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media. 89.7 NPR News, global, local.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.